Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Nancy Degner.
Oh, good morning from Central Iowa.
Yes, and it's not snowing there, is it?
No, it's not. It's the sun is shining, the sky is blue.
We'll take it.
And it's not really, really cold, so yeah, life is good.
Yes, it is. And Nancy, this is a good time of the year to talk about, first of all, prime rib. Let's start with that, because for some people, their holiday meal, the center of its prime rib.
That's right, and it's a tradition for some families.
Yes.
And what you need to know about prime rib, we from the Beef Council, through the Beef Checkoff, can tell you everything you want to know. And I'm going to give the addresses, the contact information first,
All right. That
we make sure we have that done. If you want it in printed format, just call us at the Beef Council, 515-296-2305. 515-296-2305. Or if you want it electronically, just go on to iabeef.org, and on the homepage you will see a picture of prime rib, and it will take you directly to all the directions and details we have on not only selecting and preparing a prime rib, but basically for all what we call oven roasts.
All right. You know, Nancy, when you say click and there's that picture, that makes your mouth water, right? When you see that picture, you go, yes.
It does.
Yes. And of course, there are some options. Some people like to add other flavorings and so on and so forth. But I want to move on to, because you when we sort of corresponded about this, you said there's another option, it's off the same animal. It's in the same place it's always been. But the beef industry research has found some special cuts.
That's right. We're always working at finding new and different uses for the different muscles in the beef animal. And like you said, it hasn't changed. The animal hasn't changed. But what I'm really excited to tell you is that we have a new roast called the Top Sirloin Petite Roast. Top Sirloin Petite. Got to remember that. Sirloin and petite. And what they do is take the sirloin primal, and sirloin isn't as tender as that prime rib, but it makes a great oven roast. And when I say oven roast, I don't mean one that's well done. I mean one that you roast in a pan on a rack with no lid and no water, and you take it to medium or less. So you want pink, so when you slice it, you've got that kind of roast.
It's still juicy.
So this is why I say it's another alternative for the prime rib.
Okay. Now, this is... I'm thinking some places we go to shop for meat are going to go.
Even what?
The people behind the meat counter, I'm sorry to say, are going to go, what?
So, well, and that's where I think we can help you. First of all, you have to ask, and if you explain, you heard, and I can tell you right now, Hy-Vee's, at least in our area, we developed recipe cards for Hy-Vee's for bone-in prime rib as well as the Top Sirloin Petite Roast. And it's my understanding that they're doing a tasting this weekend, and they're going to have that Top Sirloin Roast.
All right, yes.
So, A, you can go to your Hy-Vee store. Most of us have a Fairway store, and we've worked with the Fairways. I can go to my Fairway in Ames, and I can buy the Top Sirloin Petite Roast. What I can't promise is that at all Hy-Vees and all Fairways that you can do them, but both are great partners to the beef industry to help extend some of these new cuts to consumers.
And the way to make sure it gets to your store is to ask for it.
It's like the chicken, which came first, the chicken. Yeah. If they put the roast out and nobody buys them, then they're not going to put the roast out.
Yeah.
If they put the cut out and somebody comes in and buys them or asks for it, then they're going to be able to do that. With the Top Sirloin Petite Roast, again, on a rack in an open pan, have to use a meat thermometer. We will send you, or you can get the information online, send you the directions, but it's a matter of so many minutes per pound using a meat thermometer, so that meat thermometer tells you the degree of doneness. And that's what you want. You want the quality. But in either of any kind of roast you take out, if you want that pink color, you want to take it out and let it rest for about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes or more, depending on the size of the roast.
And, you know, Nancy, sometimes they think, well, I take it out, I set it on the counter, even though I might cover it with foil or something, it's going to get colder. Wrong.
It is, but especially when I go do a little TV segment, I take that roast out and I put it in my cooler, because the cooler is just an insulated device. And it keeps it nice and warm, and you will find that it equalizes the color, it equalizes the doneness. And I think I have a better product if I plan ahead and let it rest for a while. I have a more evenly yes. juicy, tender roast.
And isn't it true when you first take it out of the oven, the temperature continues to go up? It's still cooking.
That's right. So you want to take it out about 10 minutes. If it's a little tiny roast, 5 degrees early. If it's a big roast, at least 10 degrees before your desired
okay.
end temperature.
Okay.
And we abide by USDA's guidelines, so we say medium rare is 145. So if you want to take it out before 145, I would take it out at like 130, 135, depending
okay.
on the size of the roast.
Now, this is called a petite roast. Does that mean the size is going to be really small?
Well, not really.
Okay.
At least the ones I've been seeing. And again, it depends on how those meat cutters. We work with the corporate people, and they train the individual stores.
Uh-huh.
So know that there can be a little difference when it comes to you at the store. But the ones I see on my counter here are probably 4 pounds.
All right. So good
and
size.
They could make them smaller
uh-huh.
if they chose to.
Okay. All right, so top sirloin petite roast. Might want to write that down or at least go to the website because that's sort of that's 4 words.
I know.
And it's something new, so sometimes we need some help with that. But certainly something great to try. I know that earlier, now I'm losing the thought, the steak, the petite steak, the shoulder.
Oh, the shoulder petite tender.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great?
It is, and sometimes those were a little hidden, and sometimes they were not in the counter, and I had to ask for them.
Yeah.
So, but they are just great if you want a steak that's tender and no loss of, you know, there's no big fat. Anyhow,
yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
The top sirloin petite roast, there's no fat cover. So you want to season it. You want to, you know, you want to take care of it so it doesn't overcook. But, again, you don't want it more than medium. But it's very, very, it's a lean roast,
okay.
So that's an option besides prime rib.
Now, the instructions I looked at say cooking at a relatively low temperature. What about, sometimes I see instructions for roasts that started out like at 450 or something.
And if you recall, I said we abide by USDA guidelines.
Okay.
And as I recall your work in extension, you know what that means.
Yes.
And so they've done, the Meat and Poultry Bureau has done testing, and there are all kinds of directions out there for different ways to cook that roast. We recommend, you know, put it in at 325 degrees. We're all about food safety, and we're all about things that have been tested.
Okay.
So
you got
the
kind of question.
With heating it really hot and then turning the oven off is you don't have any idea how you control the temperature.
Kind of cooking with those old cob burning stoves. You
yes,
don't have much control.
Exactly. You really want to go back? No.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm going to say sort of the other end because people think a prime rib is the top cut, I think, when they talk about beef. And then if we talk about ground beef, it's kind of the everyday thing. And I thought we should talk about that because, you know, not every day is going to be a big family celebration. We have to do these everyday things. And ground beef is sort of the staple one. I mean, it's the go-to.
It's in my freezer, and it is my emergency meal. It is some of my favorite meals. Most of us love ground beef and offer
yeah.
and like the variety it offers.
Right. But so it's in the freezer, and so then people say, well, before I go to work, I'll lay it out on the kitchen counter to thaw.
And
what do you say to that, Nancy?
Don't want to do that. We want to make sure it's safe because sometimes you don't actually get home in the time when you really think you're going to get home. So we recommend, the general recommendations are putting it in your refrigerator and letting it gradually thaw out. Well, that's fine, but I don't know about your refrigerator, but mine may take a week
long
to thaw out.
Okay, so let's talk about the almost instant way because this has been good research, and it's microwave. And Nancy, I mentioned this to somebody yesterday, and they said, well, then mine starts to cook. So
right, and
quickly,
that's a challenge.
What's the instructions?
When I mention it, they also, people tell me, well, I always just put my ground beef in a pan and crumble it and just cook it from the frozen
yeah.
state. And that works. But
yeah.
we're talking about thawing ground beef when you want to make meatloaf or meatballs or a hamburger patty. You want the raw product, you're not going to cook it and crumble it.
Okay, so quickly, what do we do in the microwave?
Pardon?
Quickly, what do we do in the microwave?
Okay, you probably really need to get our instructions to do it
yeah.
quickly. You use a Ziploc gallon bag, plastic bag, and you do like 1 minute, then 30 seconds off, 1 minute, and then you turn it. And I will make sure we have those instructions on our website. And or we'll send them with any requests we get for the prime rib. How's that?
That's good. And it takes like about 4 minutes. And if people didn't get the addresses, the phone number, we, of course, have those here at KGN. They can contact me, and we'll get those. Wonderful information there. We thank you for being such a great source of information, Nancy Digner.
Well, happy holidays to everyone, and thank those beef producers for sharing all this information with
you. All right. Until next time, here's a thought. The mystery of life is a source of wonder, and the wonder of life is what makes it so worth living.